M0FXB, welcome back to the channel. Just tinkering with my Yaesu FTX1. We've got the USB cable connected just on the left. You can see the white lead just there on the left. And I've downloaded OmniRig. Now, if you've never heard of OmniRig, it will cat control your radio. And the reason I've done this is because I've been struggling to change the frequency of the radio using WSJTX. Now, I'm sure I'll get there in the end. But anyway, I thought, well, to test it, I'll use OmniRig. So let me show you it working, and then we'll show you how you can download it. You download two items. One is the OmniRig, the program. The other one is called the client. So if you look here, it says OmniRig client. I'll put the link in. It's dxatlas.com, but I'll put the link in anyways, just here. There's the OmniRig client. On the left here, we've got the down here OmniRig itself. Okay, now when OmniRig opens, it looks like this. So it's quite small. When you connect the rig to your radio, you'll see it's tiny and you can control more than one rig. If we go right click on our Windows square, just here at the bottom, right click and go device manager, we get our COM number. And the COM number, we scroll down on the left, is two comms will show up when you're connected to your FTX. Scroll down here. Silicon Labs is what they're called. And the one I'm using is it's called, if you look here, there is a difference. Look, enhanced COM port, standard COM port. And if we click on one and right click and go properties, just make sure, go to port settings, it's 38400, okay? 38400. It should be anyway, but it might not be, you know, sometimes it's not. So move this over. Now, so in the little sort of, let's call it the settings window, you've got rig one, rig two. I'm just focusing on rig one. We've selected the 991, yeah? And if you look up, I'm not seeing the FTX unless they've added it. I'm not seeing it. No, I'm just double checking. So 991 is there, let's click OK, and then COM18, and then 38400, and that's all I've changed. I've changed nothing else. So now we need to open the client. And when you click the OmniRig client, which is, where is it? I've lost it now. There it is there, just here. You just get it, go to your zip. Just go here, and one is the rig, one is the client. Just run them both and it opens, okay? And then the client has like this green ziggy-zaggy window. So now we don't need to touch the other one at the moment because we're just doing some tests here. So if we were connected now, how do we know we're connected? As soon as it connects, the right frequency on the A and the B band will show. Let's just do the dual display, stack it, and you'll see just here, okay, that A and B, and we can change it. So if we go to the B band and we go 145.6, and you need to get the zeros in. This is a key thing here. Actually, I don't think you need the zeros, the dot, sorry. You need the zeros, and then we go set, and you'll see that it's changed, 145 and all the zeros. On the A, let's do 434550, which is my node. And all the zeros set. And there you are. You saw it change. So we know we've got cat control. And if you want to see the settings cog again, just click here. Open dialog. And it brings you back that window. And look here on the right hand side. You're seeing all the information. And I haven't really used this actually for a while. I literally just set it up now. Sorry, I'm so hot here. That's why I'm topless, not naked. So let's do this. You've got this green showing here. I wonder what that does. I'm just looking, to be honest. Oh, someone's talking. Is that what that is? La, la, la. Set. RIT. I'm just clicking things here to see if it does anything. But the main thing I wanted to show is that we have cat control. And that's it. Just clicking these up and down arrows here. See that? Click it, and then you go. You have to do. Look at the radio set, and you'll see it changes. Bye for now. The links are in the description.